The epistle for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, chapters 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, wherein you yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are ministers of Christ, I speak as one less wise. I am more in many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depths of the sea. In journeying often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, my daily instance for the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is scandalized, and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of the Damascenes to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, so I escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and the revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth. Such a one rapt even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelations should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord that he might depart from me, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed, and some fell upon the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And others some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now this is the parable. The seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear it, and then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on good ground are they who in a good and perfect heart hear the word and keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. But that on good ground are they who in a good and perfect heart hear the word of and keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, last Tuesday we celebrated the feast of Our Lady, the apparitions of Our Lady at Lourdes. And this Tuesday, the 18th, is the feast of St. Bernadette, even though she's not on our universal calendars. That is nevertheless the day that the Church uses to honor her. And St. Bernadette, I think, gives us a great example not only of what St. Paul was speaking of at great length in the epistle, but also of what we learn from the gospel. St. Bernadette is like to St. Paul in that very long explanation that St. Paul gave in today's epistle was necessary because the Jews had stirred up the people against him. They had shown that he had been scourged at times. They had shown that at times he was a man on the run. And so the Jews had made the people think, well, don't listen to anything Paul has to say. He's somewhat of a fugitive. That's why St. Paul had to mention all the times that he suffered for the faith. That's why he mentioned that he had been brought up to the third heaven and had heard words that it was not given for man to utter. What he was making was a defense of himself, not in a proud and arrogant way. That's why he kept saying he felt foolish in what he was saying. But what he was really doing was showing the people that he was of God so that they would listen to his message and be saved. Well, St. Bernadette also, at the beginning of when Our Lady started to appear to her, she appeared to many to be in a foolish state. She was known throughout the little town there for not being very bright at all. She was advanced in age at the time. She was nearing on an age when the other children were planning for confirmation, and yet she had not even been smart enough to make her first communion or even study the catechism at the school. So when Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette and started to give her certain directives and certain commands, the people, their initial reaction was to assume that this dull girl was going under some mental condition. One of the very first things Our Lady asked of St. Bernadette was that she dig for a spring. And when the people who heard that this young girl was supposedly being visited by Our Lady, when they saw her digging in the mud and smearing muddy water on her face, they just began to conclude that she was hallucinating. But we know that St. Bernadette was perfectly obeying the Mother of God herself. And although she was undergoing a great and terrible humiliation in front of these people, she was unearthing a miraculous spring at Lourdes. And it is said that over 200 million people since that time have visited Lourdes, and a vast number of thousands have been cured from their infirmities by that water that St. Bernadette unearthed. This was not the only difficult and painful task that Our Lady asked of St. Bernadette. On the following visit, she asked her to tell the local religious authorities that she wanted a church built in the grotto, in processions in great number to come to that church. Well, at the time, the grotto was what we would call a garbage dump. It was where the people of the town brought their garbage and their refuse to either throw it off the cliff or to burn it there. And so again, you had this ignorant peasant girl go to the priests of the town, who would have been quite skeptical that Our Lady was visiting their town, and tell them that the Mother of God herself wanted a huge cathedral built on a landfill. So again, this was a great humiliation to Saint Bernadette, but again, she did exactly what she was told by Our Lady. And throughout the course of her interview with the priests of the church, they and with the public ministers, they did not treat her so well. Especially the ministers themselves, when she went to ask that processions and a church be built, the civil authorities kept their voices raised the entire time of the meeting to show their great displeasure at Bernadette. They referred to her as a liar, a scandal, and an animal. They even brought up the fact that her father's mill had the water next to it had dried up, and they went from a good condition of living to a very, very poor condition, as if that was in some way to show that the Subaru family was not blessed by God. But through all this, Saint Bernadette endured all for Our Lady. She even went so far as to accept this terrible attack from the authorities. And yet on her way home, when she remembered that she did not fulfill the whole message, she actually went back later that day, reapproached those same authorities who had been so cruel to her, and finished telling them what Our Lady had to say. In these two instances, my dear friends, in this digging up of the spring and the requesting of processions and a church to be built, Our Lady had two monumental tasks for that little girl to accomplish. And as difficult and insurmountable as they may have seemed at, from a human point of view, Saint Bernadette did what she was told. She did not give in to hopelessness, but rather put all of her confidence in God. And what are the wonderful and glorious effects, even to this day, of her obedience and her humility. For today there does stand a great basilica on what was once the landfill of Massabielle. And in the wake of Vatican II, when so many great things of the church have been destroyed or done away with, there are still processions made in honor of Our Lady at Lourdes. So we can see that Saint Bernadette truly did great things, even though those of her time did not accept her greatness right off the bat, as the people of the St. Paul's time did not accept him. And how that applies to today's gospel is when we consider the sower who went out to sow the seeds. In this parable, our Lord refers to the sowing of the seeds of grace in the hearts of men. And it is up to all men whether they will accept or reject the graces that are given to them. If they accept the graces and persevere in their practice of the faith, they will bring forth fruit 100-fold. Now, the parable, of course, refers specifically to our Lord, but insofar as we are considering Saint Bernadette and Lourdes, I can't help but be reminded also of Our Lady sowing her own seed. From the years 1846 to 1917, our Blessed Mother came and sowed the seeds, as it were, through several great apparitions. She sowed the seeds of faith, hope, and charity in the hearts of men. And it is up to us whether we will accept that seed, whether we will accept those graces, or whether we will reject them. In 1846, Our Lady came to La Salette to sow seed there. Then in 1858 to Lourdes, and finally to Fatima in 1917. When she first came, she came to warn us, to plead with us to keep the commandments of God and of His church. Specifically at La Salette, she wanted men to stop offending God by using His holy name in vain and by working on the Sabbath day. We can then ask ourselves, does that seed that Our Lady planted, does it grow well in my own heart? Do I honor and reverence the holy name of God in all things? Do I reverence the holy name of Jesus and bow my head when I hear it said? Do we ever allow jest or words that are unfitting of God or words that are offensive to God in our presence? or, God forbid, do we use profanity or cuss words ourselves? We may also ask ourselves, do we refrain from servile work on Sundays? Do we approach Holy Mass on Sunday as a great time to fill our minds, our hearts, and our souls with the graces and the thoughts of God? God has bestowed upon us the great grace of Mass here every Sunday. Do we look forward to it? And do we thank Him for all the graces that we receive through the Mass each and every Sunday? Or, God forbid, is the Mass something that just has to be endured on Sunday mornings and that we find very little treasure in it for ourselves? If this were the case, then the seed sown by Our Lady at La Salette would not be growing well in our hearts. Next, after La Salette, Our Lady came to Lourdes and asked that public processions in honor of her be made and that her rosary be prayed in public. And I can think of no greater way for us than when we pray the rosary in public against the sin and the crime of abortion every 3 months down in Kingston. Do we make efforts to join along in this rosary? If we can't be there physically, do we at least say the rosary at the same time in honor of this great intention and begging our Blessed Lady to put an end to this horrible sin and crime? By doing this, we would be following that seed that was planted by Our Lady at Lourdes. And finally, Our Lady planted the seed of devotion to her Immaculate Heart at Fatima. And so when we practice the virtues of patience and charity, when we practice the virtues of purity and chastity according to our state in life, then we are performing the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And when we say our rosary each and every day, we are following what Our Lady said to do at Fatima. So then, my dear friends, we can see from Our Lady and from Saint Bernadette that sometimes we may be called upon to do things that are humiliating. We may be called upon to do things that take a great deal of courage. But if the virtues and the seeds that are sown by our Lord and His Blessed Mother in our hearts, if they are growing and thriving through our efforts and through God's grace, then there is no telling how great things we can do. Saint Paul became the apostle of the Gentiles and converted so many, many souls because he had the courage and the humility to do what God asked of him. Saint Bernadette showed to the world the Immaculate Conception and unearthed for the world that great spring at Massabielle in France because she had the courage and the humility to go along with the graces that Our Lady had planted in her soul. Let us then follow their great example, and as we strive to cultivate the virtues and the seeds planted in our soul by our Blessed Mother and by our Lord Himself, then we can look forward to the day when we too will be souls that bring forth fruit 100-fold. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.